Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steal. I'm not the media.
It's like a best of with Fritz.
Hey, man. Hey.
Marks and Races begins uninterrupted sports conversation for nearly 1 hour at 888-729-9494 at Marks Reese WIP. Currently on Twitter, before we go to the phones, most people agree it's crayon, not crown. And during a FaceTime,
shocking.
During a FaceTime call, my wife gave me the finger.
Come on.
Happy Valentine's Day. Well, no, she started getting texts of saying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Husband's making fun of the way you say crayon.
Yeah, and you know the text messages aren't coming the way that it came across over radio.
Never.
Yeah.
Out of context. Well, this time maybe.
Yeah.
This time maybe. Who's the worst teammate, Antonio Brown or Jack Fritz? Jack Fritz currently winning right now as he interviewed for Harper Lent, which, listen, it's the last chance to get in by 6 o'clock if you've been listening the last week. We're giving things up to try to will our way to get Bryce Harper, and it hasn't worked this week. But when you participate in Harper Lent, hashtag Harper Lent, send your video at Marks Reese WIP. The video only has you in it, 20 seconds or less. You can win. The best one will win a Phillies jersey courtesy of the Majestic Clubhouse down at Citizens Bank Park. But Jack was talking about it to an outlet out in San Francisco, and he, instead of saying, well, yes, me and my co-host James Seltzer of the High Hope podcast, Fritz calls him, the other guy that I do the podcast with, didn't even mention his name. So, yep, Jack, worst teammate than Antonio Brown, it's pretty clear.
The WIP Fritz's.
Yep. Listen, I'm just telling you, you know I like you, Jack. You're a talented guy, you're a hard worker or whatever, but I got my eye on you.
Listen, man, I'm not trying to be a snake. It slipped. I swear I'm not like that.
All right.
Appreciative, James. But listen, this is my moment.
All right. Fourth that you're right. Enjoy it. Shine. We don't want to take your shine away. All right. So this is the most interesting thing that we've had today, and we're going to get right back to the phones on this Antonio Brown thing. Because, Ike, I would say, I saw you put a poll out earlier in the week. It's like 8,000 votes, and 70% said, of course, I want Antonio Brown. Most of the phone calls today, people not only have been saying, I want Antonio Brown, people are like, what is wrong with you? You're insane. Do you have? Are you having a medical issue? But yet, 4,000 votes deep on the Twitter poll, 56% don't want Antonio Brown. So we want to hear both sides. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Ike is, of course I want him.
Of course.
And I'm saying, well, you know what? Maybe in a different time, in a different place with the Eagles. But right now, no thank you. I do not. What do you think? 888-729-9494. We'll start with Mike in North Philly. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
How are you?
What up, Mike?
Good, man. So I wanted to talk about this AB thing, man. So my thoughts on the whole situation is this. We dealt with Allen Iverson for years, and he came with like a crap ton of drama, right?
Yep.
If we're willing to take on the greats like Allen Iverson or even Michael Vick with his baggage, I think we can take on some of the baggage that AB might bring to the team. I think that the only reason why this type of player is acting out is because he has the production that he has. The reason why AI did the things that he did is because he had the production that he has. And I think that sometimes with players at that elite level, you kind of got to deal with that to get the play that you want to get on the field.
You got to be able to manage them, right? You got to be able to manage those type of personalities. And the problem is, right, you want to give him a little bit of rope to be himself, to show those personalities. But it's a balancing act of being able to reel him back in and keeping in the right place mentally, meaning happy and still willing to perform. Just sometimes you need to give him reminders that, Tonio, that was one click too far, right? Like, you took it one step too far. But when he misses a practice, it can't go unpunished. Mm-hmm. It can't go unpunished. You can't wait until year 9 to all of a sudden, now you want to call Antonio
now
Brown out.
Now you're shocked because he's doing something.
No, you're not shocked.
I know, that's what
you're
I'm
trying
saying.
To use him as a scapegoat. Mm-hmm. You're trying to expose him. Because basically what you're saying is, all this stuff has been going on that we've been basically allowing him to do. And now that he's gotten this big and he speaks his mind, okay, we want to make him the bad guy. Let's make him the bad guy. Let's put out there what he does. It's the same thing with Deshaun. Same thing happened with Deshaun.
When they wanted him out, all of a sudden, all the info came out.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's done this, he's done that.
Well, and by the way,
has Deshaun done anything since he's left here?
Kind of like Antonio Brown.
Torched the Eagles.
No, I mean,
it's
a good reply. He said, torched the Eagles.
Yeah, torched the Eagles.
Every time.
Yeah, but
it's always that one bomb to start off every game.
To your point, Deshaun left here, and while I think he got done dirty because he did, he also, there were some things going on where he had a lot of growing up to do. He was a pain in the ass. It wasn't like he was a Boy Scout and he got done dirty like that. But I do believe that he got done dirty by the team. He left here and everybody just was like, oh yeah, well he's a gang member. He hangs out with gang members to where it's like, really? Kind of read deeper into the story and
hold on. Even stories written about it, ESPN, Outside the Lines, all this big production. It
became a huge story.
All this big production around it, and it was nothing. It was nothing. And I'm not telling you that Antonio Brown has done nothing. What I'm saying is we got to be careful when we just all of a sudden jump to a story that we've read or some type of information that is clearly being put out by the organization on their behalf to try to make Antonio Brown look bad. Like, we got to be careful jumping on that stuff. And even if some of it was true, wouldn't we all agree Deshaun went to Washington from what we know was a model citizen?
He hasn't done.
Went to Tampa.
He hasn't done anything.
From what we know, model citizen.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So even with the worst stuff being written about him or what have you, it doesn't mean going to another place isn't going to necessarily change that person to a degree.
And by the way, it came out late this year that he was missing practices and stuff like that. I'm sure Deshaun didn't go to a complete choir boy after he left here, right? I'm sure there were some instances where maybe
John, I'm trying to tell you, guys miss practice, man.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and start talking about people who didn't come to practice, who was drunk and didn't make it to practice the next day. I mean, that happens.
But my point is
it never gets out.
It got reported late in the year after he was talking about he wanted out. Well, all of a sudden, it's like, Deshaun was missing meetings. And he was missing practices and stuff like that. But here's my point with Antonio Brown. And I think you would at least agree with this. Not best case, but almost best case, you're just hoping he comes in and year one, everything's fresh and he behaves himself enough to where the production on the field speaks for itself.
And I want him back for year two.
So year two he comes back, and he probably becomes a little bit more of a pain in the ass, and maybe there's some issues with other guys. Right? So after year two, if you get the first 2 years without major incidents and he has production, that's a win for most people out there, right?
He's on a Hall of Fame trajectory in his ninth year. As long as he takes care of his body, right, as long as he is training hard, the guys I worry about are the guys that get the money and then don't want to work.
They get fat.
And don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're just living off their reputation. But as far as I can tell, this dude is still driven by being the best receiver in football.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he's driven by that, then, man, I'm going to try to corral the other things. I'm going to try to corral those other things. You know why? Because he's going to make Doug's job easier. He's going to make Carson Wentz's job easier. He's going to make Alshon Jeffrey's job easier. Zach Ertz's job easier. When you're taking an extra safety, having to put him over the top of Antonio Brown, whomever we have at running back, that's one less man in the box. So you're going to be able to run the ball more. How do you think James Conner did what he did this year? Antonio Brown is out there. Juju Smith is out there. That's what having those type of – that's why Pittsburgh was able to put up the type of numbers they did as an offense because of number 84.
So I shouldn't draft Connor high in the first round in fantasy? But to your point, you're right.
That's why those guys look – because AB draws that type of attention. Everybody's going to benefit.
He is a – there's no doubt – like, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's not as talented as they come at the wide receiver position. Even entering his 30s, he's still going to put up 100-plus catches. He's gonna hit double-digit touchdowns. He is going to be electrifying at times during the year, no doubt about it. When I look at this team right now, when I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm trying to build a team that is going to the future. It's Carson. Now who are we putting around him? What are we doing for the next 5 years? This is the five-year window. Just like with Donovan, you had a couple different waves of guys that came in, skill guys, running backs, defensive ends, whatever. I need to put together a team for the next 5 years that gets Carson back on track. And I'm not doing it with a guy that blatantly disregards pretty much anything unless it's what he wants to do, and that's Antonio Brown. Great player, but selfish player. Bad guy. Too many distractions. In a locker room that's already showed way – already strained. It's already strained. Now you're going to bring him in the very next year and be like, okay, let's go. It's not worth the risk to me. It's not worth it.
Oh, sure it is.
Well, to me, it's not. I can win with Carson Wentz and a good roster around him. We've already shown that in 2017. I don't need to bring in Antonio Brown. And I'm clearly in the minority here. Let's go to Dave, Washington Township. Hi, Dave.
What's happening, guys? Good afternoon.
How are you?
What up, Dave?
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. What'd you get us?
Johnny. Hi. Johnny, listen.
Yeah.
90% of the time, I'm mixed with you. I have 1 minute I want to pat myself on the back. The next minute, I want to yank every hair out of my head. Needless to say, I'm pulling more hair out of my head than patting you on the back.
All right.
You're killing me. Like, we got to have a primary receiver.
Why?
Alshon has proven you need that yards. You need to spread the field.
What happened in 2017?
You had a little more talent, and you had drama in the locker room. But when you're winning, that drama does not come out. Ike will tell you.
What talent?
I'm a coach. So
on the offense?
I know. When you're winning and you're doing the things you need to do.
Are you talking about running
anything
backs?
Anything that's going on. Huh?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're not going to go in 2019 with no running backs. They have to upgrade that. They have to get two running backs for next year. You can put talent around Carson Wentz like you did in 2017 and win. You don't need Antonio Brown to win a Super Bowl. They just did it, Dave.
You may not mean it. You're missing the whole point. It may not be a primary piece that's going to win you that, but it's a part of the puzzle that you've never had. You haven't had it in a long time. And you've proven that this year where your receptions, even with no matter who the quarterback was, your numbers were pretty much the same. Yes. What's the name? Had a crap ton of catches as a tight end. He set the record. Understood. But if they were winning and they would have got deeper into the playoffs, I guarantee you, even if it got to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't have heard that chirping.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that chirping because you started off with a really bad record. And you were expected, like the expectations were set high.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember, those offensive positions, your running back, your quarterback, and your receiver, they're all prima donna positions. You're going to get that no matter where you go. And you're going to have those rumblings.
No matter
how you look at it.
At every one of those positions, quarterback, running back, and receivers, they are.
Yeah, but I mean, when you say that they had more talent in 2017, are you talking about just the running backs? Because they had Ajayi, they had LeGarrette Blount, they had
a healthy Carson Wentz.
A healthy Carson Wentz. Okay, agreed. Yeah. Like that right there, even though the two running backs you're talking about aren't top of the line running backs, still they were great together in 2017. Yeah. So why couldn't you do the same thing and bring in better running backs, guys that are going to be here going forward, than just saying, oh, we'll just go out and get AB, and he's going to solve everything. You were good enough in 2017.
No, nobody's saying AB's going to solve everything. What we're arguing against is the idea that he's going to hurt the team. You're trying to make two different points here. Nobody's saying AB is the final piece, and we're going to go win a Super Bowl, and you don't need to do anything else. What we're saying is that it's going to help us win the Super Bowl. You're making the argument that it's going to hurt us.
No, but what that caller said right there was, we need AB. He said, we need AB. And I said, no, you don't. You don't need him.
Yeah, well, forget about that caller and that technical we need AB.
No, but that's my point. Is that I think a lot of people are reacting just because he would upgrade you
of course
at the position on paper.
He would make your offense better, John. Like, Like, don't downplay the on-the-field stuff. Like, you can't downplay that. Because you can't find anybody more productive than the guy in the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Catches, yards, touchdowns.
He's a great player, right?
Right.
The 2017 showed how much the locker room stuff does matter to a team. And 2018 also showed how much the locker room stuff does matter to a team.
Yeah,
it was turmoil last year.
Yeah, but you can't tell me if I'm saying the guy's going to it. Listen, if Antonio Brown goes to his new team and he starts missing practice and he's not showing up this, that, and the other in the first year that he's traded there, okay, that's on Antonio Brown. He has to go. I just don't believe that's what's going to happen. I just don't. I think the guy wants a fresh start. He's tired of Ben Roethlisberger. He's tired of Mike Tomlin. He's tired of the Steelers organization that he thinks doesn't appreciate him. So he wants out.
Mm-hmm.
He wants out.
Okay.
So I'm thinking wherever he goes, you're getting a highly motivated Antonio Brown. You're not getting an Antonio Brown that's looking to go cause drama somewhere else. Because quite frankly, even though his numbers right now says he's a surefire Hall of Famer, he's only played 9 years in the league. He doesn't want to end his career now. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Get traded to the Eagles and all of a sudden he has to be suspended or kicked off the team here? Like, he doesn't want to end his career.
Yeah, but
he just wants out of Pittsburgh.
Well, he wants what he wants, which is everything. But of course he wants out of Pittsburgh. They need to get rid of him. It's a terrible spot for everybody involved. And it's not 100% his fault. I hate Ben. Le'Veon wasn't great there. Mike Tomlin, he's shown that he can't handle this. That's just like a ticking time bomb out of there. Now you get rid of Antonio and you hope that that's going to do enough to solve the chemistry issue that it was. But here's what I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. It's a major part of that. You know, guys like Odell Beckham Jr., mm-hmm. I don't want that guy on my team. I don't care how talented he is.
I'll take him.
I know you will.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Yep.
I don't want that. I can find a talented guy that's not a total head case that's going to piss everybody off on the team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like who?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? Like, who? You just said you can find a guy.
Alshon Jeffrey.
What do you mean, Alshon Jeffrey?
2017.
He didn't piss anybody off on the team?
2017, they were perfectly fine.
The 1 year.
So you're telling me that you're telling me.
I just told you Antonio Brown would be good this year.
The only guys that are productive and good in this league are the Odell Beckham Jr.'s, the Antonio Browns, the guys that are major pain in the asses.
Well, let's see. Would you, Julio?
Do I want Julio?
No, I'm using Julio as an example. That's a guy with the talent in that sort of category, right?
He does not have the...
He doesn't have the same baggage.
He doesn't have the same baggage.
No.
He doesn't.
He did hold out, though.
That's a business thing. Man.
Oh.
Julio Jones does not have the same baggage as an Odell Beckham Jr. or an Antonio Brown. I mean, if you disagree with me, I don't disagree with you.
I'm just saying none of them are perfect is my point. I don't know what you're looking for. And it's obvious that none of these Eagles receivers are perfect. Like, that's obvious. That's obvious. You're trying to paint this picture like we need to have a choir boy at wide receiver.
He'll be perfect for this locker room then, Ike, especially after last year.
Exactly.
He would fit right in. Calvin and Voorhees. Calvin.
Yo.
What are you doing?
Catch me at the daycare again. Again, I swear to God, I'm right here with all these kids.
What's up, man?
Oh, my God.
I remember
you
last time.
How
you
guys doing?
How are you?
Hey, what's up, Cal?
I'm doing fantastic. Trying to get home for a reservation so I can keep these three kids fed. Let's go. Oh, my God. Crying everywhere. All right. Thank you, guys. All right. So I guess my quick point is, you hear my daughter crying in the background. Here we go. All right. So my point is.
We'll put you on hold. Get settled, and we'll come back
get
to
her
you.
In the seat. Get her in the car seat.
Yeah. We'll come back to you.
Give her a toy. Yeah. Get her in there.
Yeah.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIPHC1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Barry in Nottingham. What's up, Barry? How are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Ike, how are you doing?
What's up, B? I'm hanging in there.
You gotta feel like a shepherd right now with John. John, I'm going to like say something.
All right.
Everybody did not want T.O. when he first came in.
I did.
Okay, fine. You did. After the first year, and guess what? If they would have paid him the money He would have stayed here.
Yeah, but hold on. Just backtrack. Who didn't want T.O. here? What are you talking about, Barry? I love you, man. But who didn't want T.O. here? Everybody wanted T.O. here.
We don't know. It's 15 years ago.
But you know why
they wanted him here? Because the Eagles lost in the NFC Championship game, and their wide receivers weren't good. That's why everybody wanted T.O. here. Okay, we hated T.O. until the Eagles' receivers weren't good enough.
They got him here. And
right.
Andy Reid promised him, or somebody promised him, that they were going to redo the contract, and they did not do it.
Okay.
So guess what? Antonio Brown, it's kind of like the same thing. That's all it is.
Yep. We're getting good
That's
for
all
him
it
here.
Is. It's the same thing. So guess what?
So bring him get in here without a new here. Contract and let him totally screw the team and then let him leave?
John, guess what?
What?
If the Eagles would have done what they said they were going to do, he would not have screwed the team up. And AB is not going to screw the team up.
Okay.
He wants to perform. So guess what? If he wants to perform in Philadelphia, I'm fine with that. But yeah. Just don't like jerking him around, that's all.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Barry, and I appreciate it, man. I love you. You know, T.O. is T.O. T.O. can't help himself, right? T.O. is an emotional guy. Everyone knows what you have with T.O., right? Super talented player, but what comes with T.O. is the production worth the trouble of a T.O.? And for you guys...
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was always worth it. He's a Hall of Fame wide receiver. He's arguably the second best
right.
wide receiver ever.
For you guys, it was. Now, into the second year, because you can blame the Eagles, you can blame T.O., you can blame both, you can blame Donovan, whatever it is, it blew up and he was gone, right?
Yeah.
You made your run, went to the Super Bowl, even though you know T.O. got hurt and you guys might have gotten there anyway.
By the way, he didn't want to be gone.
No, I know he didn't.
They decided because he said he would rather have Brett Favre than Donovan. They had to get rid of him, made him apologize. That whole thing, he had to go up there and read the apology. They didn't like how he did it because they wanted it. They made him read it. And because it didn't come off as if he was the one who wrote it and he threw the note in his locker, they decided to go in and get rid of him. In my opinion, that was a knee-jerk reaction that they gave up on too fast. That was on them.
Well, I guess my point is that with T.O., you're kind of waiting for something like that to happen, right? Just like because he can't help himself. Antonio Brown can't help himself with a lot of this stuff, right?
Okay.
I mean, along the same lines. I think that they're different situations, but they both kind of have that gene of not being able to help themselves. Because if he could help himself, he would stop doing some of this stuff, right? So in that particular case, if you were to bring him in, just don't assume everything's going to be fine. He just wants to come in and be productive and get away from Pittsburgh. Okay.
Well, I can't assume that. That's what I want to assume.
Okay. But you can't assume that.
Yeah, I can.
Well, not based on his history of his career here or his career in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to David, South Philly. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What's up, Dave?
So I'm with Ike, and the reasons are I think the value of AB outweighs the risk. I think the locker room is really not as unhealthy as it may seem. And that the disgruntled few were a very small minority that remained anonymous, showing that it wasn't something that came fulminantly as it could have. And I thought Carson and the team handled it really well. And also, winning solves all. So when the team health turned around this year is when they started winning. I mean, you could say, is that the chicken or the egg? But really, stars, I think, can buy in to a winning culture, which I think right now the team has proven that they have. Doug has. And when you look at whether or not they can do it from a financial perspective, I think when you realize Aguilar is due to make $9 million unless he's restructured, some other people are in need of restructuring like Jernigan, and AB is only owed $12 million. Mm. So I think the value that he brings really outweighs the damage that he could bring.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a fair enough opinion. Is the production worth the trouble? And a lot of people, most people are saying, yes, the production is worth the trouble. If he comes in and he's too much, then you just cut him, you move on from it, whatever the contract is. If you have to eat dead cat money, that's fine. And I'm not surprised that that's the ruling opinion, the majority opinion right here. I just watched the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to deal with a person like Antonio Brown if I'm the Eagles. I don't need to bring in a guy that has character issues. I don't need to bring in a guy that could make this locker room that's already.
We bring in guys with character issues. Let's not go there.
But I don't need to do it because I'm desperate to bring in talent to try to win a Super Bowl. They just won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
In 2004, things were different, man.
I don't think they're desperate. I mean, forget about 2004. Forget about 2004. I'm talking about now. And they wouldn't be overextending themselves, I don't believe, getting Antonio Brown. I think you're getting him when the Steelers have to sort of sell low as opposed to selling high. So really, it's an opportunity to jump in here, and you're really in a win-win situation. Like, he's already under contract for 3 years. It's an affordable price at $12.5 million for the best receiver in football. And guess what? If it only costs you a mid-round draft pick, it's more than worth it. We just went and got Golden Tate for a third-round pick in the middle of the season. We just went and got Golden Tate for a third-round pick. Hold on. After we won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So now we talking about being desperate and this and that and the other. We just went and gave up a third-round pick 8 games after they won the Super Bowl for a receiver.
Yeah, but that was purely on the field. That we're not. Golden Tate's never been an issue anywhere that he's been where he's caused trouble or he's caused friction in the locker room.
I'm not even worried about that. I'm just talking about what you're giving up to get the guy in the whole desperation thing. So if they are trying to win and there's an opportunity to snatch Antonio Brown at a price that you certainly wouldn't get for him if he were on the free agent market, you got to jump at it.
Let's go to Calvin and Voorhees is back. He got settled in the car and everything. What's up, Calvin? How are you?
I'm a guy who does the Masked Singer on NBC. We don't want him. Antonio Brown, wasn't he the Masked Singer? Wasn't he the first guy?
That's right.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot.
So like, why do I feel like the Eagles, every single year, we're always getting that guy that's 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the league, not that guy that's 2 years in or 3 years
because you don't draft him.
Yeah.
You didn't draft him, Calvin.
I know, but I guess that's my point. It always feels like we're getting that guy. What was the guy from Dallas that we got, the running back that got handed off like
DeMarco Murray
1,000 times the year before, and he was just whooped. He had nothing left the next year. So
that's a running back. How did Alshon work out for us?
It was bad.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I took my running back. No, Alshon Jeffrey was fantastic. But even with Aguilar, what I noticed, the biggest difference with Aguilar the year prior to us winning the Super Bowl, and then us winning the Super Bowl, he was catching those passes day in, day out. He caught everything that was thrown to him. So that's the only thing is you get thrown the ball, you got to catch that dang ball. Every single time. And Antonio, 9 years in, he knows what he has to do. But 9 years in as a wide receiver in Pittsburgh, cold, hard league. And I don't – it's not 5 years like you guys were saying before. Like, what's your five-year plan? Like, he's not going to be here for 5 years.
Well, I mean,
he'll still be in the NFL in 5 years. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I don't even think if I'm a team, I don't even care if he's 5 years. You get three out of a player – that's in his 30s.
You keep him as long as he's productive. These guys don't get touched. I got Larry Fitzgerald at 49 years old just re-signed a deal. What are you talking about? But these guys don't get touched. You can play football on offense forever.
He just may do that. He might. By the way, Guida's big winter sale has been extended through the end of February. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit Go. GUIDA.com.
And by the way, he doesn't have a long history of just injuries. I mean, since 2013, when he became a regular starter, he's missed 6 games. 6 games since 2013.
Yeah, he's out there.
He's out there, yeah. I would say he's out there.
Last game of the season last year, he wasn't. But for the most part, he's been able to stay healthy, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Alshon, happy birthday to Alshon Jeffrey, he's 165 years old today, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just how he runs out on the field.
Happy birthday.
How is he, 28? He's the oldest damn 28-year-old I've ever seen.
No, he just turned 29.
29, okay. But
it's his birthday, closer to 30.
Yeah. Nelly actually wished him a happy birthday on Twitter.
But didn't know Nelly alive.
But Nelly did not dispute the Carson Wentz article, thus being Nelson was the guy.
Wow. Well, listen, there's been...
If so facto, again, Nelson was the snake.
Listen, I told you. Even if it meant for me to get Antonio Brown, I cleared a wide receiver room. I would. Dude put up better numbers than all of them combined.
Combined, yeah.
Yeah, so I cleared a whole receiver room if I have to get Antonio Brown.
Let's go to Jesse. Jesse's in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you?
What up, Jesse?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
Ike, I got to agree with you 100%. The whole performance thing with AB and, you know, his boy Le'Veon Bell, I think they both need to come. And Bell.
Ooh, how about that?
Yep, get both of them.
You know, he's good out of the backfield. He good catcher.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Jesse, they're good players.
Great,
we know that.
Great,
well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bell and Brown being boys, you know, Brown wasn't always a drama queen. He wasn't always a drama queen. This, you know, this has been going on for the last few years. What about the, you know, the 6 years prior, 7 years prior, where there wasn't all the noise about him?
Yeah, you're right. He was a perfect gentleman.
I'm telling
Nobody
you,
said
Jesse,
he's perfect, but I think him being on the team opens everybody else up. More production with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you could sit here and say, well, he was fine before that. You don't even care if he was fine before that. You just want the production. You know when people were going to care about when it blows up in your face and now it's like, oh, well, oh my God. Now we got to deal with this guy. Now he's complaining. Now this story's coming out. Now he's filming himself at Facebook Live because he wants to do that and he does it if Doug in the locker room. That's when people will complain. All they want is the production right now. I get it. I'm a fan. I get it. I get why people would want Antonio Brown on the team. Yeah, I mean, he makes your team better on paper.
Oh, now you realize that.
Well, I've always realized that. I'm just saying on paper, he makes you better.
Right.
On paper, as a wide receiver, he makes you better. It doesn't necessarily make you a better football team.
Did Michael Bennett exceed our expectations?
Sure he did.
Well, were we concerned about Michael Bennett when they traded for him?
Yes, I would say that. I would say the chemistry was discussed about Michael Bennett.
Yeah, did we spend a whole month and a half talking about Michael Bennett pushing over some old lady in a wheelchair at the Super Bowl the year before? Did we do that?
We discussed it. Yes.
Yeah, well, I think we did.
He was just screaming at the cameraman after losing
after the
game.
Didn't seem like he was a problem in the locker room this year.
No, it didn't.
They weren't winning.
He was productive.
And he was very productive.
He was productive.
Okay.
In fact, people were raving about the trade that Howie made.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right.
Sometimes a new environment, man. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes a new environment gives them a fresh start.
Okay. Antonio Brown, if you just look since the end of the 2017 season, all right, and this is what I don't need. I don't need distractions, right? I'm not saying Antonio Brown's a criminal or anything like that because he hasn't been arrested or charged with this or charged with that. There's been things that he's been accused of lately.
It's kind of like D-Jack being a gangbanger.
Yeah, it was unfair. But here's what he does. Without going through the entire list, he creates distractions. He goes on Instagram, publicly calls out his girlfriend, mother of his kids, for not taking care of her children, skips OTAs after Roethlisberger wasn't there, slams the media, gets into a fight with this reporter, gets into a fight with another reporter, threatens an undefeated writer because he's trying to write a story on him. I mean, it's just you go down the line and you do it, and I tweeted it out, and you look at it and say, this guy's a pain in the ass. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
That's a bunch of little stuff that's blown out of proportion. That's all that is.
No, it's a part of what he is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that he needs to be in jail or anything like that, but it's, again, this is after the 2017 season. This is just over a year. And we're talking about incident after incident after incident to where he's more concerned about what he has going on Instagram and other social medias and doing stuff, doing this and doing that, than being a football player.
Is this stuff that just comes out because it's 2019 or 2018 and everything's on social media? Like back in the day, this stuff wouldn't have come out, so he wouldn't know that AB is this big problem.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, then stay off social media and it won't happen. Right? Like no one forced Antonio Brown to go on Instagram and call out his – the mother of his children, right? No one forced Antonio Brown.
Yeah, why do we care about that?
Because we do.
Yeah, I'm asking why.
Like, if that was an Eagle player, all these things right here that Antonio Brown did, if he was on the Eagles, we would be discussing and debating and arguing every single one of them.
I'm asking, why do we care?
Because they're a member of our community. The Eagles players and athletes in this town are important to us.
No, we care because it gives us something to talk about. And then when we run it in the ground, you're going to get fans to say, why are you guys making a big deal out of the story? Fans don't really care. All fans care about is what happens on the field. Unless he actually commits a crime or does bodily harm to somebody, for the most part, this stuff is just gossip stuff that gets blown up and made into big deals.
Well, I mean, that's what...
Like following an athlete on Instagram because he's dumb enough to take his relationship issues and put it on social media for everybody to see and have people talk about it. Sure, that's his fault for doing that and making it public. But what I'm saying is, in the grand scheme of things, what is that? That's nothing.
Well, it shows his character. It shows that he's a distraction. It shows you, it takes you inside of what the person actually is. I mean, anybody can do research on Antonio Brown, the guy. Antonio Brown's not a good dude. Antonio Brown's a bad guy.
Nobody's painting him out to be a good dude or whatever. Nobody's painting him out to be a saint.
All right, so when I don't...
Because I don't do that with players.
When I don't... I'm not so desperate for a Super Bowl, then I don't need to bring guys like that on my team. I don't want to root for Antonio Brown. I want to root for guys that are on my team I want to root for. I don't want to root for Antonio Brown. Then after reading all this stuff...
We're not that desperate for a Super Bowl.
Not anymore, no.
Okay.
888-729-9494.
Just make Carson's life easy then to know that nobody really cares. We're not desperate for a Super Bowl. There shouldn't be any pressure on the Wentz wagon.
Get rid of Jason Peters. Get rid of the offensive line.
Yeah,
there's
no pressure. I don't need to win a Super Bowl.
I'm not getting rid of Jason Peters for that reason alone. No, there's pressure to win here, right? But it's already been shown you can win without bringing in a guy like Antonio Brown. 888-729-9494.
Sure, we'll make it life easier.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you make it easier.
Make life easier.
Maybe you make it more difficult.
If we were to win the Super Bowl with Antonio Brown here and he started acting a fool the following year, would it have been worth it?
Yep.
Okay then.
Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494.
I'm glad you kept it honest with me.
Well, you got to win the Super Bowl first.
That's all I'm saying. I'm glad you kept it honest with me.
I wouldn't give a damn.
Okay. Which is why we don't give a damn right now, because we believe if we got him, that's what would happen.
Exactly right. All right, we'll come back out your phone calls, 888-729-9494. And Chuck E. Cheese truthers are out there, and I'm wondering why. We'll discuss on the other side.
Our showbiz.
888-729-9494. Hey, Mark's Jewelers. People ask me all the time, what's Mark's Jewelers, right? Well, Mark's Jewelers, it really is a remarkable store. When you walk in, you've never seen anything like it. Their flagship store in Montgomeryville. You think you're going to a mall and going to one of those jewelry stores? I mean, go to Mark's Jewelers. Immediately, you'll see that while it's big and there's a lot of square footage, it's set up so great. There's a fashion lounge. You can grab a drink. They have a custom bar with bartenders working, right? Looking for a perfect Valentine's gift or whatever else. Maybe thinking about getting engaged. You're looking for the ring. They have private booths in the Mark's Diamond Diner. You go ahead, you get the booth, get your drink, you pull up, and then you have the most knowledgeable and passionate staff in the business that'll show you a wide variety of rings. You'll get the ring that you need. And they can help you create a custom design. It's Mark's award-winning Best of Philly Jewel Vision Studio, which takes the guesswork out of custom design. They have a 15,000-square-foot flagship store. And it's passion, it's creativity, it's the love of jewelry. So what are you waiting for? Stop in and see Jim and the team at Mark's Jewelers today. Tell them that John Mark sent you online, the website, marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.